Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. New power dynamics emerge in the Middle East. We'll learn how they affect Christians. Later, you may have encountered unexpected changes, but the Lord is still on the throne. First, on Friday, Iran and Russia signed a 20-year strategic partnership treaty. It's not a formal alliance like Russia and North Korea forged in 2024 with promises to defend each other if attacked, yet it does outline significant economic and military cooperation. Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran explains what's unfolding in the Middle East.
The fall of long-standing regimes like Assad's in Syria has disrupted traditional alliances and balance of power in the region. Therefore, we are seeing that power dynamics are shifting. It appears Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Israel are now more involved in redefining their influence in the region.
Ansari says Iran has suffered a strategic and geopolitical setback from events in Syria. Its military footprint has been reduced. Meanwhile, the church perseveres under pressure.
In Iran, Christians have continued to face significant challenges, including government surveillance, harassment, and legal restrictions. And in Syria, the rise of Islamist factions will pose significant risks to Christian evangelism. But Christians in Iran and Syria continue to demonstrate remarkable resilience.
Keep asking God to bring peace and stability across this volatile region.
We need to understand that Middle East requires empathy. Power struggles often carry human costs. The international community will need to continue to prioritize diplomacy, humanitarian aid, and sustainable solutions for the region.
More in the full report online. Next, the new year rolled in with new hope for Lebanon as the beleaguered nation filled its president and prime minister vacancies. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says,
the old group of people who were ruling Lebanon is now going slowly and moving aside, and we have a new rulership. And the people who are coming into position are actually good people that have no blood on their hands, no corruption.
As a result,
the atmosphere in Lebanon has changed. You can see people with restored hope, and that is really something that we have lacked for years.
Decades of mismanagement, a staggering refugee crisis, financial collapse in 2019, and the Beirut port blast in 2020 have left Lebanon in ruins. The amount of people living below the poverty line tripled in the course of a decade.
But when we see people now and we're praying with people, you can see the light in their eyes, like Lebanon is coming to a new place. It's so such a joy for us to just see that.
Pray these positive changes will help people see Jesus, the only source of lasting hope. Partner with Triumphant Mercy on our website to help Syrian refugees return home, taking the gospel with them.
We want to help these people to go back, so we're working with them at the community centers.
And finally,
you know, I think the hand of God changes our pathway. And for whatever reason, all those verses in Psalms that say, wait patiently for the Lord, don't come to mind when our plans get changed and when our timing gets changed.
Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says it can be tempting to feel like a failure when your plans fall through or your schedules have to be reworked.
As the Psalms say, wait for the Lord. He is going to show himself in the things that look like bad timing, the things that look like failure, the things that are closed doors. He will show himself faithful.
Godwin points to the Exodus account of the Israelites fleeing Pharaoh. Just before God directed Moses to raise his staff and part the Red Sea, Moses told the people to stand firm and see the Lord's deliverance.
Just stand still. And what a beautiful thing, especially for those of us who maybe are more action-oriented, to remember that God is at work even when we have to stand still.
Whether you find yourself in a season of triumph or struggle,
it's so important to know that God is in the midst of whatever it is that's going on for us.
To read more on this topic and learn about the current projects of International Media Ministries, check out our website, missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So, by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.